Back in 2012, members of the Florida Wildlife Corridor Expedition spent 100 days hiking and kayaking through the natural heart of Florida from the Everglades to the Georgia state line. 3 years later, round two, the crew trekked from central Florida to the Gulf Coast through the Big Bend and across the Panhandle to the Alabama state line. Their mission was to draw attention to Florida's dwindling natural resources before they are lost to development. A documentary called The Forgotten Coast, Return to Wild Florida, told the story of that second expedition. Forgotten Coast will get a national audience this weekend as it premieres on Earth Day this Saturday on PBS. WUSF's Steve Newborn, who chronicled their journey, caught up with Corridor Executive Director Lindsey Cross.
So this is pretty exciting stuff, getting national recognition for the film and the tour, right?
It is. We're so excited that we're going to have this film available to people all around the nation. We've had a lot of people who have already enjoyed this and been part of the adventure in the Tampa Bay area and this listening area. But this is an opportunity for people across our nation to be part of this journey and understand some of these places in Florida that are so special to us and why it's so important that we connect and protect them. So it will be available streaming live for 4 weeks starting on Saturday, April 22nd. And we hope that people will share it with their friends and their neighbors and really get involved with this effort.
All right. So what have you all been doing since the end of the second expedition? I know you went to Tallahassee a bunch of times. Any fruit from those labors at all?
Well, we really try and convene other conservation organizations and help with messaging and advocacy so that people around the state know how to talk to their legislators, tell them about their wishes, and be involved with this movement to connect and protect the places that are most important to us. So I did have the opportunity to talk with a lot of our legislators up in Tallahassee and to remind them that in 2014, 75% of the voters voted for land and water conservation, and it's really imperative that they continue those programs and really respect the wishes of the voters.
So what can groups like yours do to kind of motivate the people in Tallahassee to respect the will of the voters, like you were saying?
We really hope to inspire people, first of all, to get to know some of these incredible natural areas. And we believe that once they get out and have these experiences in nature, they're better able to talk about why they're so important. So one of the best things that you can do is start to establish a relationship with your representatives and talk to them about the places that are important to you and why it's imperative that we fully fund these programs like Florida Forever and the Rural and Family Lands Protection Program.
Lindsey, anything else you want to say?
I would encourage people to get to know our organization more by visiting the FloridaWildlifeCorridor.org. Find out how you can get involved. We're also part of a great 24-hour online giving campaign on Tuesday, May 2nd, called Give Day Tampa Bay. That's a great way for you to be involved. Make a donation in any amount that is meaningful to you.
There are other reasons to preserve what's left of natural Florida. I'd like to read an excerpt from a recent Wildlife Corridor newsletter that you wrote about a trip to the Suwannee River. I left the campfire and walked down to the river for a moment of quiet reflection. As I looked up, I was literally breathless, devoid of all artificial light, and with a new moon, the sky was completely illuminated by stars. Without hesitating, I dove into the black water, flipped onto my back, and floated weightlessly, taking in the vastness and beauty. It affected me in a profound and incredibly personal way. So, Lindsey, this is more than just saving land for animals, right?
This is saving land for people as well. And it is very personal to me. It's a passion that I've had ever since I was a child. And I think it's something that most of us have deep within ourselves is that connection with wild places. And sometimes we just need a little bit of encouragement to disconnect from some of the hustle and bustle of our everyday lives and go out and experience these places and reconnect really with our soul and with our community that way.
Lindsey Cross is Executive Director of the Florida Wildlife Corridor. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you, Steve.
You can watch The Forgotten Coast Saturday evening at 6 on WUSF TV.